It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Swigard back here, 8:31 this morning, Gulf of the Northwest, Sports Saturday with Joe and Rashad coming up. I'm sure they will sink their teeth into Shedeur Sanders and NFL preseason action. Plenty to overreact to with that and a full slate of action coming up today. Looking back at the Seahawks from Thursday night. But right now we are going to go head south down to Medford, Rogue Valley Country Club, and the director of golf operations there, Tracy Snyder, kind enough to join us this morning. With one of the biggest events on the West Coast in terms of amateur golf coming up later this month, the Southern Oregon Golf Championships. Good morning, Tracy. How are conditions in Medford in the Rogue Valley this weekend?
Oh, conditions are wonderful. It's going to get hot, though, here in the next couple of days.
Yeah, we're looking at approaching 100. They're backing off a little. When it's 95-ish up here, what's it usually like down in the Rogue Valley?
Yeah, 95 there. It'll be 105 here. It'll be warm.
No question. And so for people that maybe, you know, Medford sometimes feels like it's, a whole state, another area away, even though it's about a 4-hour drive. But for people that haven't been down, Rogue Valley Country Club, one of the oldest golf courses in down there in the valley. And you've been there, I think, going on two decades now. Just how did you find Rogue Valley coming out of New Mexico State? And how has it made yourself, or how have you made it home for the last several years?
Yeah, well, I'm an Oregonian. I grew up in Oak Ridge, Oregon, just outside of Eugene there. Went down to New Mexico State after a couple years of playing basketball and baseball in junior college, and went through their golf management program. And when I finished up, I, kind of an Oregonian at heart, wanted to come back and was fortunate enough to get hired here at the club here in Medford.
Well, and Rogue Valley's been, what was it about, I mean, that country club and being a part of Medford, and it's such a, it's continues to grow that community and as it spreads out, but it's been a focal point of golf there for a number of years. Just how important is that country club and what goes on there to the golfing community down in the valley?
Oh, it's greatly important down here. You know, we're the only private club between Redding and Roseburg, so everything's a couple hours away. Since I've been here, there's been, you know, Eagle Point's opened up, Centennial's opened up, and the valley has probably almost doubled in size.
No question. What is, and now that you have a few more facilities, and I know that there's the that indoor practice facility there in Medford that opened up in the last few years as well, that's really provided just introducing more people, finding a way to get them into golf. Just how is the golf community? And for people in the Portland area that are looking to come down, you've got more options now. You still got to drive a little bit back and forth, I think, but you can go down there and make a true kind of golfing week or vacation out of it, taking in quite a few different courses.
Sure. Yeah. You know, and the thing about Medford, everything's close. So I mean, you won't have to drive more than 10 or 15 minutes to get from one course to the other. There's, I think, probably four total 18-hole courses right here in the valley. And then that's not counting Running Y over in Klamath Falls, which is an hour away.
No question. Tracy Snyder, the director of golf operations there at Arogue Valley Country Club. What was it? It was funny. There was a spotlight. Dominic was sending me some things. You did an interview with the chapter a couple of years ago after playing golf. But what was it about deciding to get into the golf management? I'm always curious when we talk to the great pros here in the Northwest. What was it about the game, whether you had success playing, you know, in high school or juniors or college, to go from competing and playing golf for your own self-satisfaction to wanting to get into being a pro, instruction, tournaments, and growing the game? What was it about that side of it that just drew you to want to go, one, study it, and then come back to Oregon and work in the industry?
Yeah, you know, I always played golf as a fun thing growing up. My mom was the big golfer of the family. And I wasn't sure what I really wanted to do. And my dad introduced me to the golf management programs. Back then, there was only four universities that had it. And I always knew I wanted to do something where I could help people. And I was a big time sports guy. And it just kind of fit right into what I was looking for. For the most part, being able to help people and help kids was a big part of it.
Well, and that has shown through 2015. The OGA elected you Golf Professional of the Year. So if he knows what he's talking about down there, whether it's instruction or whatever you might be looking for, Tracy Snyder, our guest here. Now, you guys are gearing up, and I'm curious, when does the preparation start for the Southern Oregon Golf Championship? It is the largest match play amateur event at a single course. Is it in the West Coast or in the United States?
It's in the nation, yes. Yeah, there's 416 golfers. Preparation starts for it a year ago.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
When do you start getting the course sort of dialed in for how you want it? Because the fun thing about this is it is all divisions, junior golfers up to seniors, men and women, all different handicaps. So you kind of put people into the appropriate flights. So it's, you know, they're competing against people of similar abilities, all of those sorts of things, and you only have 18 holes. You don't have 36 or 54 holes there to spread everybody out.
Right.
But when do you start really dialing the course in to get it how you want it to play for everybody? So it's challenging for, you know, the top amateur players, but still playable for either the youth or seniors or whoever it may be.
You know, midsummer, we start kind of prepping the course a little bit to get it more in tournament conditions. It's kind of down here. We're actually in the middle of our club championship right now here. So it really starts to hype up tournament conditions. And then we go a couple weeks where we'll have the city championship over at Centennial and one other event here. And then going into the Southern Oregon, the golf course tends to play a little harder and faster.
Well, yeah, and with some heat this week, that'll be looking to get it really moving firm and fast.
Oh, yeah.
For people that are interested, or maybe, I mean, this is 96 years old. How did this get going, and how have you managed to keep it going and growing all of these years?
Yeah, you know, it started, I believe, way back when the club was just a nine-hole course over on the north side of town 96 years ago. And it's just slowly worked its way up to what it is today with 416 golfers, you know, six different divisions. We have 27 holes here, so that's how we're able to get so many golfers out for the week long. It runs from Monday and always ends on Labor Day. So,
and you guys have now made it also a week long festival. There are a lot of other events going on for spectators that want to come down and take it all in, as well as the competitors themselves. Fun stuff going on every night. Just how did those things grow? I'm sure people coming in as it grew, and you're like, okay, if people are going to be here for a week, what else are we going to keep them entertained to do when they're not on the course?
Yeah, you know, those things have also grown over the years. It's just kind of trying to find a way to keep people out here all week, and instead of running off somewhere else for a few days, we have cocktail parties for players and spouses Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which is an hour and a half long of drinks and a couple themed buffets each night. We have putting contests, chipping contests, where we give away a little money to everybody. Just different ways of trying, you know, we used to have what we called nights on the range, where we'd have glow in the dark targets out on the range, and we'd have some contests with that going on. Just ways to keep people coming out here and coming back.
Now, for this year, you guys start on August 25th. Is everything full, or are there still a few slots if anybody up here was interested? When do you start taking applications for next year's event?
You know, we'll start taking applications for next year's event in October is usually when we start, once we kind of figure out what's going to be going on for the next year. This year, all the divisions are full. We're still looking for about four more ladies to fill the ladies division, and a couple more super seniors, which is 65 and older, to fill their division. But other than that, the rest of them are kind of full with the waiting list.
I would imagine. Is there any thoughts of, I'm guessing this is the limit that you've reached at 416 with your property there. Is there a discussion of bringing in maybe another nearby course or something to try to expand it more? Or do you want to keep this really your special event there at Rogue Valley?
You know, that has been talked about more outside of the club than it has in the club. I don't think that the membership here is looking to expand it a whole lot more. It is just kind of something that is home to the club, important to the club. It's ours, and I'm not sure they're ready to let go of any of it.
Yeah, no, I know. Once you get something special and it's your thing, it's hard to let go, but expanding the field. Now, over in Bandon this weekend, we've got the U.S. Women's Amateur going on. I'm curious if any of those ladies are in the field, or, you know, when the open divisions for the amateurs, both men and women. How high of a quality of golfers are you getting? Anybody from the Oregon or Oregon State golf teams there? Just for people that are curious about it, just how good is the golf that's being played there?
You know, we have, I would say, in the ladies' division and a couple of the men's division is, I would say, kids who have graduated. You know, we've run into a few issues of them being in school, or they've got other things going on within the program. We get a few NAIA golfers or D2 golfers that will come in that that don't have as much going on. But we haven't had a lot of success with the D1 golfers outside of the COVID year when when they were shut down.
And then, but you mentioned it is all levels of play. So as long as you have a handicap, you can do this if you're looking to get in maybe in future years.
Yeah. And you know, the way we run it is everybody gets a qualifying round, and that qualifying round sets them in a flight within their division. We only use the handicaps if we see somebody that is way too low, that's qualified way too high, we'll move them.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, it's all about what you shoot.
Fantastic. Tracy Snyder here is the director of golf down at Rogue Valley Country Club. They are getting ready for the Southern Oregon Golf Championships coming up. It starts August 25th, runs through Labor Day. Should be an exciting time for people, that also are looking maybe for an opportunity to check out the course from the Portland area. Are there other opportunities throughout the year, if you don't maybe know a member down there, to come down and see what it's all about?
Oh, you know, there are other events throughout the year. We are fully private, you know, so you have to be a guest of a member or another, if you're a member of another country club. We have, I think, around 20 reciprocal clubs throughout Oregon, Washington, and Northern California that we partner with. But for the most part, it's private, and it's, you know, got to be a guest of a member.
As is the case. Well, certainly we look forward to it. For people that want to find out more about it, rvcc.com/SOGC. And there are a couple of slots, as you mentioned, for a Super Seniors or for the ladies field. So if you are interested, but you can check it all out, maybe get yourself lined up for next year if you're looking for some competition down there. Tracy Snyder, thank you so much for taking some time for us today. Hopefully you guys can manage the heat here the next few days and it doesn't derail preparations. And then we should be all lined up for a great end of the summer and fall.
Sounds great, Jason. I appreciate the opportunity and the phone call.
There you go, Tracy Snyder. Best wishes, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
You too, man. Take care.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.